It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands with Dan the coach and Jackie the skater. The fun will never end. It's derby time. Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hi there, everybody. If you haven't seen it by now, I want to quickly tell you there's a new video on the Facebook page, and you'll know it when you see it because it has a bunch of lovely photos that people sent in of special moments in their derby career, and it is put to lovely instrumental music and a few minutes from the episode Roller Derby, Is It Worth It? Now, someone gave me the idea that I should put this together. At first I was like, are you sure? But there's been an overwhelming response from the community that this is exactly something that they wanted. This is something that punched everybody right in the feels. And what I love most about it is it sounds like it's really getting those people who also had to step away from Derby for whatever reason. And I think maybe some of them are thinking about coming back. Or they're just celebrating the memories of what they had. Either way, like, I love that it's getting spread around, and I hope that you'll check it out and continue to share it with friends, because it's just one of those things that makes you remember why we're doing this, why we're pursuing our roller derby dreams, right? Today, our episode is a little bit of a tough one. I'm going to focus on helping new skaters through their minimum skills. I've been contacted by a few people about this, and I'm really trying to get through that list of people who have sent me great topic ideas. Now that it's the off season, I feel like it's a little bit easier to try and tackle these now, and I'm trying to get to them. And so we're going to talk about getting new skaters through their minimum skills, how to help and encourage them, and what mindset these skaters need to keep going. So bookmark or save this one in some way. I think there's going to be a lot of skaters who will need it sent to them now and in the future, whenever you're doing your training for your league. I already know, actually, that some leagues have been sending their rookies to this podcast like immediately upon starting. And if you're one of those skaters, like maybe you haven't even gone to boot camp yet, but you want to find out what you're in for, I'll just say welcome. Welcome to the world of roller derby. And welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. How you doing? I'm happy you're listening. There are a lot of things you don't know about roller derby yet. And that's okay. That's really okay. You might not understand all the rules or what is going to be asked of you to pass the minimum skills, but just know that it is our job as veteran skaters, captains, coaches, whoever is leading you, to try and guide you through your initial training. We want you to feel safe and stable on your skates. We want you to feel good when you're out there. We want you to find the joy in this sport, the camaraderie, the fun of competition, and all the benefits that come from roller derby. The exercise, there's that release that comes from a contact sport, the friendships you develop, the leadership skills, and confidence. Many people come to this sport without any experience in sports ever. I was one of those people, had pretty much zero sports. So let's talk about the benefits of learning a sport. Sports teach us a lot of things we might not have had as much experience with growing up. You have to learn to embrace real teamwork, knowing you can't do everything yourself in this game. There's way too much going on. It's impossible. You have to figure out how to work with other people on and off the track, and how to communicate with them to achieve a common goal, because you usually don't have overlords who are handling everything. Everyone has to, you know, pull up their sleeves and get into it together. It's like a community-run project, these leagues. You might not like everybody. And people might be at different skill levels all over the place. But you still have to find a way to coordinate, to synergize, to move in harmony with one another. And sports teach you how to listen, whether it be listening to your coach, your captain, your teammate, or the voice inside you. And you learn that winning is a reward for hard work. It won't come without it, and it will never guarantee you're going to win your next game either. You'll learn to lose and how to cope with losing. Not every game's going to come out in your team's favor. It sounds like all this is common sense, but believe it or not, there are people who've never really learned these lessons, not deep down. And you have to learn from your failures and take those lessons with you going forward. Sports teach you the real enemy, it isn't actually your opponent across from you on the track. It's the person in the mirror. Like, you're going to have to learn about your limits. And one of the things I want you to really, really remember and take away from this episode today is that you can always do more than you think you can. I see it time and time again. This is not a claim. It's a spoiler. I've seen the evidence over and over. Your body might lie to you. A little voice in your head was going to speak soothingly to you and be like, it's okay. You don't have to go anymore. Like, that will hold you back. That little voice will absolutely lie to you. It's telling you lies. You can do more. You can always do more. And it won't be until you really just unleash and push yourself that you'll find out what you can do. It doesn't matter what your coach or trainer says to try to motivate you. It's going to come back down to you, the person in the mirror. How are you going to challenge yourself today? And will you be surprised and thrilled with your results if you really get in there and do those things? Yeah, I think you will. I think you will. We'll be talking a lot to our rookie skaters and about minimum skills testing today, but I want you to know this test, this little minimum skills test, that's not the end. That is not it. You don't just pass minimum skills and then say, yay, I'm a roller derby star. Where's my fishnets? I'm going to get a zippy name and lob on some makeup and hit somebody. Okay, I'm not trying to dash your dreams. That can absolutely be part of it. If you want to go do that, live your best life. Game on. But I want you to know all that stuff, the stuff people see from the outside, that's really just the surface level of what people think roller derby is. It's so much more than that. On this podcast, we like to go a little deeper, see what's underneath. Because roller derby attracts a lot of introverts, people who are socially awkward, who have trouble with self-esteem, some who struggle with mental illness. And the people are here because there's something missing in their lives. They don't even know that they're looking for it sometimes, but they find it in roller derby, that missing piece. And the beauty of roller derby is it gives you an environment to work on all these things. It goes way beyond the sport and can and will affect you as a human being, maybe without your even realizing it. Having the endorphins to fuel you makes you feel more unstoppable. Like, you can do amazing things. You can. The people in your life, the normal people outside of roller derby, the civilians. I'm just giving you a heads up as you're entering the sport. They might not understand what's happening to you at first. There will be changes in your body as you grow stronger. Pants that fit well might be a problem. There will be changes in your personality, as many of us never really had confidence in ourselves until we found it in roller derby. A place where we can all look so completely different and have a valuable role to play on the track. Some people in your life won't understand this roller derby monster just comes in, nom, 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 eats up all your spare time and your spare money. But give them a chance. give them a chance to see the value and the magic in roller derby. Like, true confessions here, Coach Dan did not love roller derby at first. He begrudgingly came to games the first couple of years. He saw me come home in tears over my failures at practice. He really, really, really wanted me to stop. Just stop doing this to myself. But over time, like, he saw I wasn't giving up. There must be a reason why I was so committed to this. And he began to see the bigger picture. He began to see more, look deeper. And he saw the changes in me and my level of confidence and those of other people on the team. That roller derby gave me a place to set goals for myself and strive to reach them. And so eventually he wanted to get involved too. So even if you have, like, you know, significant other family members who are kind of resistant to this idea at first, I hope you will take my fairy tale ending as hope that maybe you will get one too. I can't guarantee it, but it's possible. But this journey to pass skills, getting through your rookie training, it's not always a breeze. Some skaters are going to take longer than others to get past the test. And the skills test, for those that are brand new, involves being safe and proficient in many areas like skating stance and form, stops, falls, jumps, lateral movement, transitioning to go from facing forward to backwards and back again, backward skating, being able to give and take contact while on skates, recover from wheels being bumped, balance, and more. Like, but the test that is the biggest challenge for most people is skating 27 laps around the track in 5 minutes. Why do people have to do this? It isn't just about speed. It isn't just about endurance. This is about commitment. The Women's Flat Track Derby Association handed down this test from on high because I think what it tests deep down is your ability to skate hard in good, safe form under really tough conditions. Can you still be a good skater when you are tired? Because that will happen in the game. They're testing your heart. How much do you want this? And how deep down can you dig to get what you want? It isn't for the casual participant. It takes real work to accomplish. And some people are really on the struggle bus with that one. And this episode is really for them. So let's say your heart is in this, that you've been around past your initial boot camp. Maybe you've done two or more cycles of new skater classes. Maybe you're tearing your hair out because all you want is to pass this test, and it's taking you longer than other people. And maybe that means you're doubting yourself and you're starting to wonder if you'll ever pass. I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. I have seen plenty of people who wrote themselves off as a lost cause come back and defeat the monster. Slay the dragon. And we'll talk about it more right after this. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betty's, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find one that fits in your budget. The full packs and apparel-only pack options include custom apparel they design themselves or collaborating with derby skater artists to feature their artwork. There's so many fun colors and patterns in size small through 3X. The Bout Betty's full packs also include skate gear, accessories, and stickers. Yes, stickers. If you're one of those cool jean vest wearing types, you'll want to check out the Derby Flare Club option, which includes a mix of enamel pins, patches, stickers, and buttons made from the artwork of derby artists. And the Classic Pack has non-custom apparel, gear items, accessories, stickers, and healthy snacks. How thoughtful. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are just amazing. Okay, the material is ridiculously silky smooth and soft. The first time I pulled on my Apex Predator leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to also touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, steampunk, cats. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, book club, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. BOUTBETTIES.com. It's like Derby Christmas every single month. And yes, they do ship internationally. Once again, that promo code is POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. And we're back. I've had multiple people write in requesting this topic, and I want to read two of those messages now before we go forward. Hey, Jackie and Coach Dan. I transferred to my league in July last year and have taken on a few different leadership roles. If only I'd come across your podcast before jumping into a new league. But one of my roles is co-leading with recruitment and retention, which runs our new skater boot camps. Our camps generally run 10 weeks, focusing on all the skills for minimum skills test at the end of the cycle. This last time around, we had a few of our skaters perform well enough to begin practicing with our C-level team, but they're not roster or scrimmage eligible. However, we had a few skaters that didn't pass, that are really struggling to understand why they didn't pass when they feel they skate like similar or the same as some of these other skaters. I've been listening to your podcast for a few months. I've listened to all the episodes and have gone back through and started at episode one to try and get some ideas. My main question is, how can I help continue to encourage these skaters when they feel they just keep failing and feel they're left behind by the quote unquote younger skaters who have passed before them or by skaters who they started their derby journey with? I have reminded them that everyone's derby journey is different and that by comparing themselves to other skaters, it can be really damaging to their self-confidence. I also suggested they listen to your podcast because I think you and Coach Dan give a lot of good insight. I wasn't sure if there's any other suggestions you might have for keeping someone engaged when they have to keep going through boot camp. Love the podcast. Hope to hear back from you. Have a great day. Pew, pew. And here's the other message. Hi there. I've been listening to your podcast for some time now, and let me start by saying, y'all have helped me so much. It's all in caps, so that's my interpretive reading. Thank you for all the time and effort you put into your podcast. I know it can't be easy and it takes a village. I really would love some feedback on a situation I am finding myself in with my league. The league I have been with since I started skating is non-WFTDA, but we go by the WFTDA rule set. I suffer from a chronic illness, and it mainly affects my lungs, skin, and joints. This is an everyday struggle in my daily life as my job requires many hours of physical labor, long hours. I still commit every extra bit I have to my league as I love derby so, so much. I have now been skating 4 years and have yet to be rostered or chartered due to not having 27 laps. I am at 25. My coaches give me positive feedback and tell me if I had my laps, I would certainly be on that roster, especially now that my team's been playing short. I'm having a hard time keeping my spirits high. I have 100% attendance. My coaches know I struggle with a chronic illness. I don't want to be a crybaby or look for a handicap handout, but I'm just not sure I can go another season with not playing due to my laps. What else can I do? It's affecting me so much I don't feel valued, and sometimes I even think about quitting. Please, any advice would be greatly accepted. I am slightly embarrassed about being upset. I'm putting my best foot forward, but still in the struggle bus. I love my league. I definitely do care. I also want to play derby so bad. Being limited stinks. Thank you for understanding. All right, so we've got two different perspectives here. We've got the trainer and the skater. Both sides are pretty hard. You're watching someone struggle or you're the person struggling. Both want the skater to succeed so badly. Both want the skater to achieve their roller derby dreams. And it feels like all of us at one point or another have been in one or both of these perspectives. So I'm going to do my best to help out both. trainers out there, I hope that you can send this episode on to your rookies that can help them get through this very tough character building journey they are on to pass those skills. And skaters, you can do this. I mean, some of you are so close you can taste it. 25 laps? That's so friggin' close. But some of you might feel like it's always going to be out of reach, like the one who wrote in. My hope is that I can give you a few tips and tricks to get the rest of the way there. Now, some things I say you may have heard before, but I want you to really think about these statements, okay? Passing minimum skills, it's not a race. The amount of time it takes you to pass does not indicate how good of a skater you'll be in the long run. You might be rolling your eyes and saying, okay, Jackie, everybody says this, but it doesn't make it not true. For example, I know a skater who took 2 years to pass minimum skills, and she was a marathon runner. Ran marathons. Friggin' marathons. For fun. All the time. Fine with steady state endurance. Not as great with intervals. And mostly was struggling with crossover form to get there. And she got there. It's really okay if you don't pass on the first try. All you rookie skaters, please know your journey is unique. And the path you take to get there, it's entirely up to you. You are going to get out of this what you put into it. It might seem unfair if someone breezes in and looks like they pass easily, but maybe you don't know that they did team sports growing up or were a former speed skater, for crying out loud. And most of us are really unnecessarily hard on ourselves, rookie or veteran, everyone in roller derby. It makes it a lot harder to see things clearly, like our own progress. Hey, go listen to episode 30 on perfectionism. Pretty sure that hit home with a lot of people. I want you to take a moment, think back to where you were when you first put your skates on. And where are you now? You have made progress since day one. You are not the same skater you were back then already, but you have further to go. You have obstacles in the way of being considered for a roster. But you can do this. You can eat obstacles for breakfast. We are building character along with muscle on this roller derby journey. Obstacles are what make it a challenge. Otherwise, everybody would be out here doing it, right? If it was easy, everyone would just like show up, pass their skills, and play roller derby, because obviously everyone should, right? So know, whoever you are, you're already a really tough person for attacking this. But attack it, you must. You've got to come at this by not making it huge in your head, but by making it small. One step at a time. You've got to train your mind to love challenges. So let's say some of these things to yourself, okay? Challenges are easy to me. I love challenges because they teach me about myself. Overcoming obstacles makes me a stronger person. I overcome obstacles every day in my life, so how is this any different? Hey, you, the one who wrote in, your regular work life is hard, and you do that every day. You can do this too. You really can do this too. Think about things that are even harder than this that you've taken on and succeeded at. And remember how great you can be under pressure from moments in your life. All right, now we got our brains just a little bit more primed for success and accomplishing goals. Let's talk about factors you have control over that can make a difference in your progress. One, evidence. One very practical suggestion I have for both the trainer and the rookie skater is, can someone please get out their phone and record the skater skating at practice? Record what these crossovers look like. Record what these skills look like. Whatever it is that they're not passing. Maybe with somebody else skating nearby so they can see the differences between themselves and the other skater if they think they're doing the exact same thing. I've said it's important not to compare yourself to others in a competitive sense, in a progress sense, but you need to see what your body is doing differently than other people if you're not seeing it yourself when you're doing it in the moment, right? And sometimes it's easier if somebody just has a little video of it. And then you can make those subtle corrections to your form that can make a huge difference. So record the skater doing stops or whatever they need more work on, especially if they think they're just as good as the skaters who have already passed and they don't know why they're being held in rookie training instead of moving on. And in general, video training is a very eye-opening experience at all levels of derby training. I'll admit it was really hard at first to watch myself on video, especially game footage, because it's usually like, what am I doing out there? Why aren't I even close to low? I'm standing straight up. Here are all the things coach told me I need to work on and I didn't believe. And now it is. There it is right there in front of my face. Pretty undeniable. Video is a wake-up call. I don't love these moments where it's like, oh, yeah, I guess they're right. But now I can see it. And once I see it, it's up to me to put what I've learned about myself into practice. Number two, change things up. Let's try changing some things up. A suggestion for the trainer who is having trouble getting the rookie pass skills is, have you tried another approach or used another resource to train? Like, for example, let's say you've been advising your rookie to get lower for a long time, but then some other veteran skater might demonstrate the skill differently or phrase it differently. Like, I don't know, just reaches them in a different way, and that makes the light bulb go on. Some people are more visual. Some people need to be told what everything should feel like when it's being done correctly. Some want to be told a story, like, I don't know, make up some phrases for it or something, something that makes it sticky, makes the lesson sticky. Another trick, it's a little sneaky, is to have a guest coach come in. Somebody with a little bit of special on them. Like picture a Scald Eagle or a Miracle Whips or someone. You'll often find they'll help your skaters with a skill. Probably the same one you've been trying to work with them on. But somehow, after this skater comes in, it works. It might drive you crazy as a trainer to see somebody else get them to do it so quickly. But you see your skaters skate a lot lower when someone new is around that they want to impress. There's a little bit more try hard in the room. And it might just be the tipping point they need to finally click on that skill. So it's goofy. It might be frustrating. But the bottom line is we're trying to reach the end goal. Let's get there any way we can. Number three, building idyllic skating conditions. So I've talked about maybe bringing in a different person to work with them. What if we change the conditions under which you're being tested to see if that makes a difference? So quick story, my first roller skates cost less than $100 with free shipping on Amazon. The brand was called Roller Derby, so they had to be really great, right? No, the trucks had no movement whatsoever. At all. Like, laterals were a real struggle for me when I was going through my skills. I had these really funny shaped toe stops and they moved anytime they were used. I just couldn't seem to get them to stay tight. And the wheels that came with these skates were, I don't know what they were. They were a complete mystery, but they were pretty slick. I really don't know how I ever did anything, honestly, looking back. I was fighting my skates for months and never knew it. Somehow I was just going out there and doing things as best I could. I had no idea how much I was compensating for being on funny equipment. It wasn't until a week before my first game that someone took a look at my skates, and what they found just shocked them. They're like, what is this? What are these weird skates? I didn't have like a lot of money to upgrade my skates yet. You know, when you're new, you're trying to figure out if you're really going to commit to this or not. And I didn't want to drop a ton, but someone sold me some used grippy wheels, and that alone, that one change made a huge difference for me. Like, oh my God, you mean I don't have to slide everywhere when I'm skating fast after breaking out of the pack? Holy moly, I felt so much more stable as a skater. And nobody had thought to look at my setup. Like, it's easy with rookies to assume the reason they aren't as stable or fast or skilled yet is due to their newness, because that makes perfect sense. But sometimes They might have some really crummy cheap stuff on their feet, and no one's taken a close look at it. So how do we change conditions? Skaters, have you checked, like, trainers look at them. Like, have you checked the trucks to make sure they're tight enough or loose enough? If you're a rookie, go to a vet. Multiple veterans, in fact, they might have different opinions. Have them look at your stuff. It actually helps to pick somebody who's a similar body type to you, because that can impact how you set up your skates and wheels. Like, and have you ever tried different wheels, like a different durometer? Wheels, just for the newbie out there, wheels have different durometers. Some are going to be really grippy and some are going to be less grippy, and they go for different floors. Getting the right combination can be tough in the beginning, but over time it's going to get easier for you. You're going to figure out what works well for your body and the floor. You can probably actually borrow wheels from people before buying them. People are really nice like that. They don't mind loaning out wheels for a practice for you to try them out. And what if you tried passing your laps or nailing that plow stop or whatever it is that's giving you trouble on a different floor? Do you have a different floor you can try it on just to see what difference it makes? Like, even if you don't have the person who is the tester there with you to see, maybe you just go try out some different floors and see if that changes how it feels to do the maneuver. Maybe you'll have some light bulb moments on your own just with that. And, you know, even if you don't have another designated practice space, you can easily set something up on a variety of surfaces just to see if it impacts your stride doing your crossovers. All right, I've been talking a bunch. Let's take another break, and then we'll go a little bit more into the mental side and hear from another one of our lovely listeners. Want to know how you can support our podcast and look super cool doing it? Visit our store at powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. We have something for everyone. Whether you like designs that make you feel powerful, like roller derby strong, to cartoon animals on roller skates like cats, elephants, llamas, and more. Our three newest styles include Sloth Roller Derby, Naps Before Laps, I Otterly Love Roller Derby, and Giver of Fox, for all of you out there who give a fox. Our store is full of super soft t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, accessories, and more. You get to pick the color and style. It's all up to you. And you can support this podcast. Visit our store, powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E.threadless.com. Thank you for your support. And we're back again. Let's keep going. Keep going. Because remember, these skills are minimum skills. You don't do them right once and then you're good forever. You have to practice them until you can't do them wrong. That's the real secret. You have to practice until they are so well ingrained in you that you don't even have to think about how to do them correctly. You need to be able to do these in your sleep. You might even dream about doing your skills. I read the book Andre Agassi wrote called Open, and he had to hit balls for hours and hours and hours as a kid every day to be good at tennis. And his father often offered, like, really encouraging words of wisdom, like, hit harder, Andre. And that always made me laugh, because it's really not too far from what you hear from a lot of your roller derby coaches, which is just, get lower. Like, what does that even mean to a new person, right? But bottom line, being really good at roller derby, it's not just about minimum skills. It's about how you approach training. You should approach with repetition, discipline, and gumption. So repetition, yes, you must do this over and over and over again to get good at it. But that's not quite good enough. You can't just do it. You also have to have discipline, and that means focus on doing it right. It's often called deliberate practice. I heard a story of a basketball player being like, hey, coach, I shot baskets for 3 hours. Like, woo, go me. And the coach was not super impressed, because how many of those shots were done with focus, using the footwork, speed, form, putting yourself in the mind space of somebody under pressure to shoot the game-winning shot? So this isn't just can you do a plow stop one time? Burp, there it is. It's about, can you do a plow stop at speed? Can you do a plow stop with someone pushing you from behind? Can you do a plow stop without much warning that you need to do one? How precise can you be? How quickly can you do it? Is it taking you 10 feet to do it, or could you do it much quicker? Do you stop fully, or do you kind of give up when you get close and call it good? You're only hurting yourself if you're doing that. It's the difference between like a couple of people tossing a football back and forth in a backyard, or a quarterback like just firing a rocket with that football with accuracy into a trash can all the way across the field. So how good do you want to get at these skills? The answer is really good. But that brings in gumption, right? That's where the gumption gets in, because you are in charge of your roller derby career. So don't wait for someone to ask you to do your laps. You ask them. If you want another try, ask them like, hey, can I do these before or after practice? When can I do them? I really want to do my laps. If you haven't passed your time trial, you should be practicing these laps at least once a week. If you aren't testing yourself at this because you're afraid of being disappointed, you're not going to be mentally tough enough to push yourself through the tough parts and finish the way you want. I want to tell you a little bit about a book called The Inner Game of Tennis by Timothy Galway. And he talks a lot about how you learn things and how you approach in your brain when you're trying to do stuff. I think this might help some rookie skaters. So he talks a lot about self-one. Self-one is like your conscious mind. It's the part you're in touch with, you use to think, decide, you're talking to yourself. That's self-one. Self-two is like your subconscious. It's what you have when you're like in the zone, in flow, when you're relaxed and things are just happening. Like when you're driving a car, now that you passed your driver's test a while ago, I hope, do you have to sit there and think, I am making a left turn now, so now I must signal that I'm making the turn, my foot is on the brake, and then I'm going to move it to the accelerator, and then I'm going to move the wheel the correct way as I go, and then the wheel's going to come back as I straighten out again. You don't think about these things because you learned how to do it, and now you just do it. Now you do it and you hold up a full conversation on your phone and are probably drinking a beverage and eating a snack. Who knows how many things you're doing while you're driving? Please be a safe driver. Please and thank you. So, self one talks yourself through things. Self two just does things, is the doer. These two are often in conflict, and how the conflict ends is going to determine how well you perform. So to resolve this, you got to quiet self one, just have self one chill out a little bit and trust self two. And it's something we learn a lot as kids. As kids, you see somebody do something on the playground and then you just go do it, right? You don't think about how they do it. You just try it. And then you, if it wasn't quite what they were doing, you figure out how to course correct and you just go on from there. You don't have to think about it. Like if you've ever been on a tennis court and been like, I'm going to hit the ball to that spot, and you think about how to hit the ball, you're going to be terrible. If you just hit the ball, you usually just find you start doing better as you go. And that's the same with roller derby and with skills. Some of you are probably just overthinking it with some of these things. And if you just allowed yourself to do it, just watch it and do it, you might have a smoother journey. So when you're working on your skating skills, let it happen. Let it flow. Be deliberate. Use repetition. And you'll only get better if you keep having the gumption to work on this as much as possible. So whenever you're at practice, possibly put your skates on at home too. You can work on things in your kitchen if your floor is okay. Like anything you can do to build muscle memory on or off skates is going to help you. Like you want to build your muscle memory, your balance, your control. It's all going to be about what you put in to get out. So then there's the test. Many people treat the test like an enemy, but it's not an enemy. It's an obstacle in a game. And to deal with that obstacle, the player has to win that internal match against themselves. If you've done everything that you have control over, all the training, the really deliberate training I just talked about. You've checked your skates, wheels, you've tried another floor. Then the last thing you need is to skate with your heart. You need to believe you can do it, that you can push through anything. You need to put on a flippin' amazing song and skate like you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. If you're afraid of losing, if you're afraid that you're gonna fail because you failed before, you're gonna be more stiff. We've gotta change our self-limiting beliefs. We did an episode on that. You think you're gonna fail, then you're gonna fail again, right? If you think you can't do it, you won't do it. We gotta change what the message is on the inside and notice the evidence that proves it. Everything else in your life that proves you are capable of doing this. So if you're all stiff, you won't move as well. You're more likely to fall. Your breath will be quicker and more labored. But if you're relaxed and confident, you're just like an eager. How about eager? Eager to do it. Excited to do it. Instead of being nervous, be excited. Then your breathing, it's going to be a little bit more regular and controlled. You can divert some of those butterflies into something useful that propels you forward. You got to resolve this conflict within you. You need to let go of your need to have the thing, and then you'll get it. To quote Princess Leia in A New Hope, the more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. These are wise words. My episode recently on winning the big one. My team wouldn't have been able to win at our tournament if we focused on not losing. If we looked at the scoreboard and then just panicked internally whenever our opponent was getting some momentum. If we thought, oh no, 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 we're going to lose. We're getting all these penalties. We always get these penalties at tournament. The same thing is going to happen that always happens. No. Yeah, we would have been goners. But that wasn't our mindset. Our mindset was one jam at a time. We made it smaller, believing in ourselves and each other, not worrying about the scoreboard or penalties, making adjustments to succeed. Just take some deep breaths, stay relaxed enough to be loose, and then let your heart and body do the rest. Know that you've got this and just do it. I have another message from a listener here that I want to read that I just got recently. Your best mail carrier fan here. Thanks for the mail route shout out. Got a mail worker on, listens to our podcast. I love it. Pew pew. I failed my skills test, but got 27 and a half laps on my first try. So I'm still a cadet, but I'm kind of happy once I got past the disappointment. Literally that week, everything I read, watched, heard on the radio was about not giving up. I wanted to, but I want to be a good example to my kids about no pain, no gain. It's easy to have a mopey, sorry for myself attitude when you don't pass your skills, especially when your friends pass. I'm happy for them, but I'm super competitive. But I've noticed how much I've improved since then already. I'm going to keep doing my very best. That's all I can do. I actually had to make a tough decision for October. I took a leave of absence. Ugh, yucky, don't like no derby, but my family needed me more than usual. So I'll be back for our season closer November 2nd. Thanks for being you and being so honest and wonderful. XOXO. The reason I wanted to read this is because this is a comparison, right? Here's a skater, didn't pass the skills test fully, but not moping, not being frantic about it. This skater took a quick break to take care of some life stuff and still knows they're going to get it soon. The skater knows that passing is inevitable because of their work ethic and mindset. Positive attitude. The skater knows they're on the right path and has faith in themselves and the process they're going through. So, yeah, they're going to get there and they're not going to freak out on the way. They're just going to work hard, acknowledge all the progress already, and get there as soon as they can. So, to the skater who's been working on passing skills for 4 years, I'm not going to pretend I understand everything about what you go through with your illness. I couldn't. I also don't doubt your commitment because you've stuck with this for 4 years already. You must love it. There are some things in your life you don't have control over. I want you to work on the things you do. The most important thing you have control over is what you think. You get to choose the thoughts you listen to. You get to choose the direction your mind takes. I want you to keep going and pushing harder when it's tough and believe you can achieve anything you set your mind to. Start with the belief and then take the actions you need to get what you want. And I've got a homework assignment for you. I want you to listen to our episode with Rachel Rotten, number 46, if you haven't already, because she has achieved so much in her derby career and she has a chronic illness too. So I think you might find it inspiring. Like, just knowing someone else is out there doing it already will help you believe you can do it too, because there's the evidence. If she can do it, you can do it. All right, guys. If you'd like a little bit more on this topic for rookie skaters, you can also go back to episode 27, How to Pass Your 27 and 5 and More Advice for Rookie Skaters in the feed. And before I leave today, I want to announce the names of our first two patrons on Patreon. I want to say a big thank you and pew pew to Girthquake11, and also thank you and pew 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 to Katie Berger Tremaine. Thank you so much, both of you. I'm still honestly figuring out the whole Patreon thing, and I appreciate you two being ready to dive right in. They signed up for the shark punching tier. I only made one tier so far. I'm hopefully going to figure out some stuff, and then maybe I'll make some more. But I'm kind of trying to figure out what types of things y'all might like for supporting as a patron. So if you have ideas, you can feel free to send those in to me, and I'll see what I can come up with. If you are interested in joining them and becoming patrons, you can go to patreon.com/powerfourthwhistle and sign up. Oh, and a new feature I added this week for our patrons is they will have access to a Discord server just for Power Through the Fourth Whistle supporters. I've added sections for memes, you know, always very important, training ideas, shark punching section. I want to hear what kind of shark you punched on a given day. Like maybe some fear or doubt you overcame in Derby or otherwise. I love these stories. It's not a hopping place yet, this Discord, because it's so new. But I would like it to be a place you can go and feel safe to share stories without drama, keeping it pretty positive. We all know there are certain groups out there, even certain meme groups, that can get pretty negative pretty fast. And I try to duck in and out as quickly as possible. But you can come to my Discord anytime and you'll just get some laser beams of positivity. Pew pew! I also want to quickly thank Kayla Link, Cthulhu, April Duke, and Aaron Emmer for sharing on Facebook this week of the new episode. Also, thank you to you too, even though I don't know your name. And also, there was some nice comments from Kate Doctor, Deb Davenport on Facebook, and from Floritaville on Instagram on those episodes. Sounded like they really liked them. And thank you very much for that feedback. I really appreciate it. And this episode's probably long enough. I think you guys want to get on with your day. Maybe you want to get to practice. We have been talking about Derby and sharing Derby thoughts. Pew, pew! Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram and Twitter at Power Fourth Whistle. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training on our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Open the app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!